From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. St. Louis is grappling today with the news that its hometown brand, Budweiser, now belongs to a foreign corporation. Bud's parent company, Anheuser-Busch, sold itself to the Belgian brewer InBev for $52 billion. Budweiser was introduced more than 130 years ago by Adolphus Busch, and many people in St. Louis are proud that their city brews Budweiser, known for years as the king of beers. Adam Allington of member station KWMU reports on reaction now from St. Louis.
Several months after August Busch IV told the company's wholesale distributors that the sale of Anheuser-Busch would, quote, not happen on his watch, the Budweiser CEO had this to say in a conference call today.
We at Anheuser-Busch are committed to transitioning into this new era quickly once this transaction closes, so everyone can benefit from the opportunities created by the birth of the new Anheuser-Busch InBev.
While AB stockholders are pleased they'll get a premium of $70 per share, employees at the company headquarters were ordered not to talk to the press. Today, as workers streamed into the brewery, some had hunched shoulders and sour expressions. Justin Brown tends bar at Big Daddy's, a popular after-work spot about a block and a half from the brewery.
I heard somebody talking yesterday that I always get the different Bushes confused, but the main guy who started it is that Adolf or Adolphus. There's a blue light coming out of his crypt right now because he's spinning so fast that he could generate electricity. Somebody was saying that yesterday. He was a little torqued at the whole idea. He was pretty angry.
InBev built its global reputation as an unparalleled cost cutter. Anheuser-Busch emerged as North America's premier beer maker in the 1980s, primarily on the strength of its marketing savvy. Everything from This Bud's For You to Spuds McKenzie, the marketing bull terrier, to the Bud Light Real Men of Genius series. Dale Anderson is visiting St. Louis from Iowa and is about to take the famous Budweiser brewery tour. Standing in the parking lot, inhaling the thick smell of malt, he says he'll never forget the ironic timing of this day.
I'm a third-generation Budweiser drinker, and ironically, it's kind of a sad day, bittersweet day, but I'll continue to drink it if they make the same product, but I just wish it could have stayed American.
The new combined company will easily become the world's largest brewer, producing 12 billion gallons of beer per year. Anheuser-Busch has already announced close to $1.5 billion in operational cost cuts, but all 12 of Budweiser's American breweries will stay open. The Anheuser-Busch InBev merger is expected to be complete by the end of this year, ending 150 years of local management of Anheuser-Busch and the Budweiser brands. For NPR News, I'm Adam Allington in St. Louis.